thought for today. My family loves me just the way I am. My family loves me just the way I am. I wish that were so. My family loves me just the way I am. Ellen has two children. And she raised these children to be beautiful children, to understand the Bible and understand the Lord's Prayer and understand all these great things. But they're slow learners. They didn't really catch on too quickly. And Ellen had raised them on a South Sea island. And they were just common, ordinary, lovely people, but nothing special. So one day when Ellen was cruising around with her boat, she stopped by the island and she saw her son and daughter, and she said to them, "Well, do you remember the Lord's Prayer?" And he said, "No, it's just the two of us and the two of us there. Two of us with God." And Ellen says, that's not right. You should learn the Lord's Prayer. So Ellen taught them the Lord's Prayer, and they learned how to say it. And then Ellen was so proud of them. And so Ellen got back on her ship and was cruising around having a ball. A few years later, she came by the island where her son and daughter were living. And they were going by the island. They weren't going to stop. They had another important engagement, so they weren't stopping. And pretty soon, as they were going by, it was evening, they saw some lights upon the water. And pretty soon, here they saw a boy and a girl, a man and a woman, walking across the water to the boat, shouting to the boat, saying, "Is Ellen there?" And so the boat stopped, and Ellen looked over the edge, and all the people aboard the boat looked over the edge at these two people walking on the water. And as they were walking on the water to the boat, they said, "Ellen, Ellen, we forgot the second part of the Lord's Prayer. We just got the first part. Tell us the rest." Ellen says, "How do you pray?" They said, "Well, we pray to God, but the thing is, it's just the two of us and the two of God." And Ellen says, "Don't worry about the Lord's Prayer. You've got it. You've got your spiritual union, your spiritual oneness, your spiritual alertness." You see, sometimes we are concerned about how people pray and how people worship, how people think. We want them to think our way. But our family likes us just the way we are, because our family sees through all the facade of the world, the facade of the world saying that you have to know the Lord's Prayer. You have to know the catechism. You have to know the Bhagavad Gita. You have to be a master guru and understand it all. But the family just looks at you and says, "Do you like yourself? Are you enjoying being alive? Do you enjoy being in the world? Not of the world, but in the world, thoroughly enjoying it. Are you having a good time being yourself and having fun?" That's what the family asks. Mothers who say, "My son the doctor, my son the lawyer, you know, my son the important person. Always getting in trouble, always solving the problems of the world, always being worried and upset." And then another mother comes along and she says, "That's my daughter. She has her family, she has her friends, she has her world, and she's at peace. She likes herself. she hasn't made a great mark on the world to leave the world a memory of how great she is, but she likes herself. Her children didn't all turn out good. Her children turned out to be some terrible people and some good people. But she still likes herself. She enjoys who she is. As long as you like who you are and enjoy who you are, your family's going to love you just fine. Even if you don't like who you are, even if you have a problem in life and life is a big obstacle to you, your family's still going to love you just the way you are. They're not going to cast you out just because you have a problem. They're not going to cast you out because you don't think like they do. They're not going to cast you out because you don't believe in the same values that they do. They're always going to say, that's my son, that's my daughter, that's my wife, that's my husband. That's my mother, my father, that's my world. I may not believe in the things they believe in. I may not follow the way that they follow. But a family will always love me just the way I am. Now, when you love yourself just the way you are, you've made some of the greatest strides that you could ever make in your life. You've made some of the greatest momentous attitudes that the world has ever known. Picasso was considered to be eccentric and a confused soul. And so he was. But he had more fun than anybody else. He did his own thing. He enjoyed himself. He enjoyed painting the silly paintings that he painted. And the world bought his silly paintings at tremendous prices, making him very wealthy. The girls loved Picasso. They flocked to his door. The men respected Picasso. They found that he was a genius in so many ways, not just his painting, but that's what he's known by. I could take lesser people too, but you don't know them. Just take Michelangelo, for instance. Michelangelo was thought to be just a painter, a sculptor. Did anyone really appreciate the man while he lived? Some perhaps did. But did anyone really appreciate the magnificence of him, the monumental self of him that would last through the centuries? I'm sure not. That's very rarely understood at the time you're around. But did Michelangelo's fellow workmen like him? They worked for him with a diligence that was unbelievable. They worked through the night, through the day, with pay, without pay. They worked to accomplish the goals that he had. Because, not because he was a genius, but because he liked himself. Because he was being himself and having fun. The whole world will follow you if you are being yourself and having fun. The whole world will respect you if you're being yourself and having fun. They may not choose to do what you're doing, being yourself and having fun, but they respect you in doing it. They respect you because that's what you believe. That's what you believe. Now, the world looks down upon a whore, a harlot, saying that that is a woman who sells herself for money. But every man who goes to his business sells himself for money. Every mother who runs a family sells herself for the attention of her husband. Everyone in the world is selling themselves to something. Very few are being themselves and having fun. They're all having some sort of a direction to their life that is directed by somebody else or something else for some other purpose. Can you imagine being yourself and having fun in the deepest concept that you can conceive of it for yourself? And what would society think of you? Really. They would think that you were a worthless, undirected being who was not an asset to society. Think about that. Think about what it is you would do if you were yourself and having fun. And all holds were released. You could do anything you want to do. You would surely do things that would make society sit up and take notice. You'd surely do things that were not acceptable by the average activity. John told me the other day, his greatest desire was to go down to the firehouse and just jump on the fire engine and drive it out of the fire station and just zoom around town with the whistles and sirens going. He wished all of his life he could do that. That is the most fun thing in the world, he said. But has John ever done that? No, because the firemen don't allow that. Could John become a fireman and do that? Certainly. But does John want to tie himself up to being a fireman just for the fun of driving the fire engine a little while and having it out of the system and doing it? No. He would rather just go down and jump in the fire engine and drive it around, just roar, 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 and zoom, 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 and siren, siren, siren. And then when he's done, stop wherever he is in the middle of the street, climb off there. Yeah, that was fun. Being himself and having fun. Now, did he hurt anybody? Did he destroy anything? Did he mess up some rules, perhaps? Fire department rules. You see, when we follow that point of being ourselves and having fun, what do we say? We feel good about ourselves. We feel content. It's not that you want to do it every moment of your life. If John were driving the fire engine every moment of his life, full blast of the siren going, it would soon get boring. Been there, done that. But go and experience life. Your family will love you. Your family will respect you. Your family will like you just the way you are. As a silly person you are, or as the monumental person you are. And if you're a monumental person because that's your nature, that's beautiful. And if you're not, then that's another thing. Think about these things. My family loves me just the way I am. They always will, because that's who I am. Have a wonderful day. Be yourself and have fun.